Life. Sometimes so much is compressed into such a little word. Life can be overwhelming, but also quite breathtaking. Join our host, Josiah Carrick, as we follow a freshman, a sophomore, a junior, and a senior, each experiencing life's joys and challenges here at Cedarville University. We can have hope through everything because Romans 8:28 reminds us that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him. This is 1,000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast.
Serena, what's up?
Hello. Not much. I actually just finished school today.
Congratulations.
I'm done for the semester. Thank you.
And it's something else today, too.
It is something else.
It's your birthday?
It is my birthday, yes.
22?
Yep. It's my Taylor Swift birthday.
And you're a Taylor Swift fan, I imagine.
I am, yes. I am definitely a Swiftie.
I can't get on that bandwagon.
Oh no. Well,
look, I like Shake It Off. That's
yes.
Maybe...
a classic.
The one song I like. Mm-hmm. It's day 845.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't know if that means anything. It's just...
still kind of in the 800s.
Yeah.
Hanging out there.
But it's inevitable. You got one semester left.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. That's so scary.
Well, let's talk about how this semester wrapped up. So, again, today was the last day of field experience. What was that
yes.
like?
Yes. It was so good. A couple of my students found out that it was my birthday. Because next week is my mentor teacher's birthday, actually. And so then they were like, Miss Ford, when's your birthday? And I was like,
Miss
actually.
Ford, I
yes.
love that.
I know. I'm like, I love being called Miss Ford. Mm-hmm. It makes my heart happy. But a bunch of them brought me like gifts or cards and things. And it was just so sweet. I told my mom when I got home today, it felt like the last scene in It's a Wonderful Life when people are just bringing him money and bringing him money. Because
yeah.
my students just kept bringing me stuff and putting it on my desk. And it was so sweet. It made me so happy. But yeah, the day overall went really well. They still have two more days of school before they're on break. So
why are you done before then?
Because all of our, all of us in methods right now are done today. So
like that was just the point y'all set.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know why we were done in the middle of the week instead of on a Friday, but
right.
I'm not going to argue about it though.
Because I still have a final on Friday. I'm like,
oh,
I'm
gosh.
Still in school.
Oh no, good luck.
Yeah, thank you. I need it. You ready for Christmas break, I'm
assuming?
Oh,
so ready. Yes. Christmas is my favorite holiday, favorite time of year. My family always goes all out for Christmas decorating, and we have the family over. So, yeah, I'm very excited for it.
What's it like knowing that it's your last holiday? Your last Christmas with your family, probably.
Yeah,
as
like
far
as a student.
Being in school, yeah.
Yeah, before being like an adult.
Right,
yes,
and you're moving out and going on.
Yeah, it is crazy. I actually am contemplating not moving out right away, but
really?
Just still staying at home.
Okay.
Since, I mean, I'm an only child, so I'm just hanging out at
yeah.
home. I don't have any siblings. And my parents, like, I'm super close with them, and they're fine with me, like, living at home and just, you know, getting my feet on the ground, starting to pay off my student loans
sure.
and things, saving up money for a place. So,
sure.
yeah.
Well, then that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it is definitely weird to think about, like, next Christmas I'll be, like, an adult.
Right. Right. And not being fully... dependent. That's what I'm scared about.
Yeah.
Knowing that at this moment in time, I can still be dependent upon my parents. But once I graduate, that necessity is no longer there.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to go move out. I'm supposed to go get a job and make money.
Yeah. And it's super weird, like, thinking about how that relationship will change, too, like, with
right.
your parents. I've been thinking about that a lot lately, too. Mm-hmm.
Do you think it will?
I don't know. I guess in some ways it would be different, like, once I do move out. But then in some ways, I think that it will stay like the same. Like, I'm sure that we'll still like to watch movies together and go out to eat together. And like the same sort of like fun stuff that we do, I'm guessing, will be the same. But it would just be, I don't know, different. Not bad, but just different.
Are your parents ready for that?
I think in some ways they are and in some ways they aren't. Yeah. That's all I'll say about
we
that.
We just need a nod and continue. Yep, we know. So what do you plan to do over break? You say watching Christmas movies, sleeping in for sure,
yes.
seeing friends and family.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'll definitely work a little bit. And then my family's not traveling anywhere since all of my family's in this area. So I'll just be hanging out at home, hanging out with friends that will be home for the holidays. So I'm really excited for that. A couple of my best friends that I haven't seen in a while, we're going to have like a little dinner together.
Good.
So I'm excited for that. Well, the one I see all the time because she lives here, but the other one
right.
doesn't. But
sure.
it'll be the first time like in a few months that we'll have all been together. So, yeah, I'm just excited to see people and relax and I don't know. Lately, school is my whole life. I do not have any kind of a life outside of school. So I'm looking forward to, like, having hobbies again.
Right. Right. And you mentioned that you just recently had, like, an hour of free time, and you didn't know how to use that.
Yes. I sat there, and I was like, I could watch a movie, but I don't really have enough time to watch a whole movie. But I could watch a show, but I don't know what show to start. So I just went to bed. That's how I spent my free time.
Wait, so you got an hour extra.
Yeah, so that was nice. And honestly, the next day, didn't really feel any more well-rested than I would have any other day. But it is
Isn't
what it is.
Isn't that a shame?
Yes, it's always like, why? Why?
It is interesting, though, because I can fully relate how having a busy schedule can impact the amount of free time you have.
Yeah.
And then not having much and then being granted a lot over break and over summer, it's like...
Yeah, it's like, what do I do with myself now?
Wow, right.
Mm-hmm.
So I almost wonder if once we go into a professional job, are we going to have more free time than we do now?
Yeah, I know. That is weird to think about because, like, even... Like, as a student, we're in school all day, and then we go home and we have homework to do. Mm-hmm. So it's like our whole day is taken up by school. Whereas, like, having a 9-to-5 job, like, you go to work and then go home. But then that's also a weird thing about teaching is because there's so much that, like, you do outside of it, too. So it's, like, where, like, does work end and, like, my personal life start? And I feel like that's something that I've learned a lot from, like, my mentor teacher this semester, because she has just had so many, like, papers to grade and things to get organized in her classroom. And I feel like she's just taught me a lot about, like, setting boundaries. She's told me about how, like, I'll choose a couple nights a week to stay and get stuff done, or sometimes I'll take stuff home, but then sometimes she just leaves it at school and says, I have other stuff that I have to prioritize, like her family, friends, and it's just going to have to get done when it gets done, so... I feel like that's been helpful.
That is good advice. I've been trying to figure out, like, where is the line? Because there needs to be a line. I need to create a boundary of, okay, I am working right now, and then at this moment in time, I'm now living a life for myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's
great when your profession combines into your personal life in the sense of you're super passionate about it and you enjoy it. And so when you work, it doesn't feel like you're working.
Yeah, for sure.
But you still need time away from that so you can focus on other things that affect your life, relationship with God, friends, rest, all of that.
For sure.
So I understand. I'm trying to figure that out myself.
Yeah. The struggle is real.
Amen. Okay, how are you celebrating your birthday today? You put in your journal entry that you love Taylor Swift, and I can't believe you said that. I just think it's funny.
I do love Taylor Swift. Still bitter I didn't get tickets to see her, but it's fine.
How much are tickets?
They were going for several hundred dollars.
That is ridiculous.
Yes, it was very ridiculous. Actually, I wasn't able to get in, like, the line online to try to get them since I was teaching the day that they went on sale. So my best friend, one of my best friends that I was going to go with, she had class too. So her boyfriend was in line for us. He was in that line for hours that day, fighting for his life.
Does her
to
boyfriend
get
care about this?
Not about that, but he cares about her, which is sweet.
Sure,
so.
Right. Well, that's what I'm asking. Is he a Taylor Swift fan, or is he just doing this for his love?
I don't know. I think it's probably the latter.
Yeah. I understand.
Uh-huh. But yes. Oh, what was the question? My birthday.
Yes.
Yes. Well, I had school today, so not super exciting. But then after this, since I'm out here on campus, my family's going to meet me at Colonial Pizza for dinner because love pizza. And then we're going to go home and watch Elf. It's my favorite Christmas
movie. Perfect. Perfect. Why is it your favorite Christmas movie?
It's just hilarious. It's just so many iconic lines. I quote it like on the daily.
I have to ask, now that we're on this topic, are you a Hallmark girl?
Oh, yes.
Oh, no. Serena.
I love Hallmark movies.
Serena.
Love them.
No.
They're so good. I will say this year, they've had some different ones, like little different plots. I've been enjoying it a lot.
She said little different plots. Just a little bit. No, Serena, if I see one man and one woman, I know that they're going to kiss, and then that's the end of the story. I don't need to watch anything else because they fall in love.
No, but sometimes, most of the time in the Hallmark movie, the first guy, the big city boyfriend in the suit, is going to get broken up with because she is going to go for the guy in the flannel in her small town. And you know what? I eat it up every time.
No, the stereotypes are too real. I can't believe. Oh.
You know what? I zone out from my life. I know what's going to happen. It's relaxing. I love it.
Okay, as we wrap up the semester, what has been the most impactful thing God has done for you or taught you?
Oh, my goodness. I guess it's that there is something good in every day. Even on the hard days when I'm exhausted or my students are being crazy, like, there's still something good about every day. And, like, his blessings are so evident, like, everywhere. Even on days where, yeah, my students were being crazy and I just could not get them to stay attentive or whatever, or quiet down. I don't know. I just always had to remember, like, how grateful I am to be in this experience and, like, for these kids, because at the end of the day, they're just kids. Like, they're going to be talkative. They're going to be crazy because they have energy because they're kids. So, like, at the end of the day, it's really not a big deal. And, like, they're so sweet, and I do just love them so much.
I love that you have that perspective right now. You've been given the privilege to impact these kids. And that's not something that we should take for granted. You're influencing the next generation.
Yeah, for sure. And just thinking back to a few episodes ago when I was talking about, like, I only had 3 weeks at this field experience, and, like, Paul only had 3 weeks to minister as well. And that conversation, like, the 3 weeks are done now. The 21 days are done now.
Right.
And I had a couple of my students even tell me, like, you were the nicest, like, student teacher ever, or, like, the best student teacher ever. So I hope that I've just been able to, like, be impactful for
them. Yeah, that's got to be great encouragement.
Yeah, it's for sure. Going into this thinking, are these kids going to learn anything?
Right.
Is this going to go well? And yeah, I feel like overall it did go pretty well. So I'm very thankful.
Good. And you still have some more time next semester, too.
I do, yes, with second grade, which I'm actually really excited for. During math and science, I don't do any, like, reading or read-alouds. And, like, teaching the reading is what I, like, love to do. And I did a little, like, read-aloud of a book about fractions. And while I was doing it, I was like, this is the thing that I love to do. So I'm excited to, like, go down to second grade and, like, read the picture books and stuff like that again. So.
Good. All right, Serena. It's been a pleasure as always. I'm so glad you realize how God's been using you, and I'm glad that you continue to worship him through your efforts. Mm-hmm. I hope you enjoy break.
Thank you. You too.
Hope you get
some good rest as well.
Yes, I need it. We all need it.
Yes, for sure.
We will speak again once we get back.
All right. Sounds good.
Before you go, I hope you enjoyed this episode of 1000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast. If you liked it, you can follow us on Instagram and like our Facebook page. You can also go to our website, resoundradio.com, where you can listen to Resound's music broadcast, more episodes of 1000 Days, and view the journal entry from today's episode. This episode was produced by Jer Mobley and Hannah Newman, and edited by Jer Mobley. I'm Josiah Carrick. Thanks for listening.